Praise band, the response. Let's give our big hands. Thank you. Joy, always, right? Yes. This morning, I'd like to share with you my message on joy. This is my first time sharing my message without manuscript. I didn't write my manuscript, only PowerPoint screen. So even though I goofed up, please forgive me. I tried to do my best, okay? Joy. Before we begin my sermon, I'm going to lead you, invite you to sing with me a song that was composed in 1925. Joy in my heart. So I'm sure, raise your hand if you do not know this song. Are you serious? That's okay. I'm sure you will remember this song, okay? Yeah. All right. It's very easy. Do we have words there? I've got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart, okay? I'm sure you know this song. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart, down in my heart to stay. I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. I am so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. Just one more time, okay? One more time. Here we go, trying to warm up here, okay? Two, three. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. I am so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the joy in my heart. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. I hope you have a joy in your heart. I have many joys in my life. Joy of being here with you. Joy of having you, seeing you. And joy of having worship with you. And joy of adding new members. Joy of filling this place, right? Joy of seeing you every Sunday, right? And also between Sundays as well, through the Bible studies and some other occasions and so forth. I have many joys. I'm going to ask you, maybe not this time, but before we begin, I have joy of a surprise, joy of receiving gift. Do you like that? Okay. So I'm going to try some joys, 7 lucky winners this morning. If you open up your bulletin, check out, see if your bulletin has a sticker, a smile sticker. Okay, number 5, 6, 7, I got a beautiful, beautiful magnet. Okay, number 7. Who has number 7? Number 6. Number 5. Oh, 6. Okay, congratulations. Oh, joy to you. All right. This is my first time running during my sermon. Okay, congratulations. All right. Is it number 7 or 6? 7. Okay, number 6. 5. Is that number 6? What number do we have? Okay, number 5, 6, 7, 5, 5. Oh, okay, congratulations. This is a beautiful magnet with our church's name, okay? It's a reminder of God's love through our church, okay? Okay, now, so number 4 and number 3. Number 4 and number 3. I have a drawstrings backpack, customized one with our church name on. All right? Yeah. Congratulations. Joy to you. Okay, what number do you have? Number four, right? Number three. Oh, all right. Congratulations. Okay. Number two and number one. Oh, okay. Okay, this is the tote bag with our church name on. Beautifully decorated. Number one, number two, number two. Okay, oh wow, perfect gift for you. Joy to you. Number one now. Number one. Sorry for the noise. I should not. Okay. Okay, number one. No? All right, then maybe next Sunday. Are you sure? Double check. Okay. So, is it because of my shirt? Is that too? But anyhow, okay. So we have many joys in our life, in your life too, right? Many different ways, and because joy is one of the nine flavors of the Holy Spirit. So it's an outcome, it's a result of your being filled with the Holy Spirit. So it is natural for us to produce, to bear this fruit of joy, okay? So joy, God wants us to be joyful always. So even though we are living in the midst of fears, disappointment, trials, some other negative things, terrors and so forth, all these things, but still we choose joy. We try to discover more joys, right, in our lives than being depressed and disappointed. So, I have a microphone right here too. Where is the microphone? Okay, right here. So, I'd like to ask you if you can share willingly, all right? Just the one joy you are enjoying in your life, or you discover a joy in your life, or you always want this joy to stay in your life and throughout your life and throughout your day and so forth. Could be small joy, could be huge joy, whatever it is, okay? If you can share your joy, discover your joy, it'd be wonderful. Okay, Joan.
I have the joy of having my mother with me, and I hope she stays forever.
All right, absolutely, amen, yeah. God bless you, family, yes, all right. Rebel.
My joy is to be with this incredible band, with this incredible group of musicians, and it has been a blessing where I didn't have this, and I am so thankful for each and every one of you guys, and thank you so much for giving me the joy of your wonderful talent.
Great, thank you, yeah. Thank you. All right. Marie?
Thank you. My joy is waking up each morning to my wonderful pets and my family. And in 90 years, it's really thankful that I do wake up. So that's why I'm very thankful.
90, yeah, yeah. More blessings to you. Yes.
My joy is having been married to Jean for 69 years.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, congratulations. God bless you more and more. Jennifer?
My joy is the place that the church and everyone in it has had in my life from my teen years all the way till today. You've been an extended family for me, and I appreciate it.
All right. God bless you. Thank you. All right. Keep it coming, David. And next, David. Yeah.
Well, two joys. My loving wife, Sarah, and working with our Stephen Ministry team, who bring much joy to the people they visit and care for.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. Debbie?
My joy has always been my mom's gorgeous voice and being able to grow up in a household filled with music. And she still has that beautiful voice now.
Yes.
And I'll just tell you a quick little story. When we were growing up, we heard my mom's voice so much that we really knew it. We could pick it out. And I can recall when she sang in Riverside Chorale and other groups, she'd come home and I could always say, "I could pick your voice out." And she would say, "You're not supposed to. I'm supposed to blend." But when you grow up with that beautiful voice, you always get to hear it. So that's one of my favorite joys.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you. God bless you. Okay. Keith.
My joy is meeting this fine young lady here who I met in this church, who just 2 days ago celebrated her birthday. I'm not going to tell you how old she is, but she finally caught up with me, and I was born in 1937.
God bless you both. All right. Just one more person, I guess. Otherwise, my sermon is getting shorter and shorter. Thank you.
Well, I have a wonderful joy of spending some great time with my parents, even though I've moved away to a different city. And I would like to thank the church for always keeping my mom in your prayers, despite some health setbacks. We are so joyful to have her here. And it's her belief and her dedication to God that really has showered us with so many blessings with her. So,
God bless you, your family. Thank you so much. Okay, one last one. Okay, Steve, are you going to give up? Okay.
I'm joyful because it's great watching my son Kyle play guitar with my husband Steve. It just makes me so happy. And then also what brings me joy is watching my son Dylan play tuba at school, which two
okay.
wonderful things.
Awesome. Okay, thank you. Thank you. So we are overjoyed, actually. We have more joys. See, you have more joys, than many bad things around us, right? So I should stick with one microphone, okay. I think this is better with holding this one. So thank you so much for sharing your joys. Joy is the surest sign of the presence of God. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin was a French thinker, Christian thinker, and he said this one time. And yes, joy is the surest sign of God's presence in your life. So if you cannot find any joy in your life when you're going through some rough times, it's time for you to come back to God. Okay? It's time for you to really experience God's love again. Because the first love you experienced when you first accepted Christ long time ago, no, it was not just a one-time thing. You have to develop your spiritual relationship with God every day. Every moment, every year, right? So always the joy comes out from your life, your heart, as a result of your spiritual walk with Christ, right? So it is very important. Why? Because we keep weeping because of many sad things happening around us, right? Our loved ones are lost. Some accident happened. Some problems you know, causes us to worry, we cannot sleep, right? Yeah, I mean, we are just overwhelmingly surrounded by many things we worry. And here is the psalmist, the psalm, out of many other books, Old Testament or entire Bible, psalm is the more like not God's message from above. It's more like a human perspective, like a we human cry out to God. It's more like a lament, more like a crying out, more like a prayer to God, and that expresses our inner thoughts, inner heart. So weeping may linger for the night. Night could be many nights, night could be long time, so forth. However, but joy comes with the morning. Every morning, today happened to be beautiful, cool morning. Yes, doesn't matter how hot it was the day before, this morning. Morning always comes again. That shows, that symbolizes God's presence in your life. No matter what circumstances we all go through, even though we are walking in the shadow of the death, no, in the morning time, yes, weeping may linger for the night, but the morning comes with, the joy comes with the morning. Joy comes with the morning. That is so important. That's why the Apostle Paul always emphasizing rejoice always, right? And this is from Philippians, but in Thessalonians, Apostle Paul is talking about three things, as God's will: pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, and rejoice always. So this is again, rejoice. That is what we need to do every day, every moment, if you are really longing for God's presence in your life. So in Matthew, Beatitude version, in common English Bible, it normally starts with blessed, right? Blessing and happiness and joy, being joyful, are same words, the same origin of the words. Happy are the people who are hopeless, because the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Happy are people who grieve, because they will be made glad. Happy are people who are humble, because they will inherit the earth, and plus many other more, right? Happy. And this morning's text is about faith. Chapter 11 of Hebrews talk about by faith Abraham did things, by faith and so and so. So chapter 11 is called the chapter of faith. Chapter 12 is now, therefore, based on this, our faith, your faith. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Our life itself is a race, a running race, marathon, right? It takes a lot of energy and perseverance, and then verse 2 says, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the what? Joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding his shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. What made Jesus endure the cross? Cross, the death, the suffering, the crucifixion, all the trials, all the problems, all the bad things, curses, and all these things. What made him to have joy so that he can endure the cross for us? What is the Jesus joy? for him to endure all these sacrificial things on the cross. That's love, right? Because of God's, Jesus' love for us, he was able to endure all the cross, the way of cross. So, I'm sure you have heard this one. Choose joy. J-O-Y stands for Jesus first, others second, yourself last, and then you will experience joy, right? Did you heard about this one, right? Traditionally, yes, correct, yes. And this is very important. When you put Jesus first and other people second and yourself last, yes, I guarantee you will experience joy. However, there is an original form of this acronym. Joy. J means Jesus. O means O. Zero. Number zero. Nothing. And you. Y stands for you. Let nothing between Jesus and you. Okay, what does that mean? Jesus, there should be nothing between your relationship with Jesus, right? If anything is distracting, anything is blocking, and you're not going to enjoy joy, real joy, true joy, eternal joy, perfect joy. No, because that something is blocking, whatever it is. It could be your fame, your authority, your knowledge or experience, whatever it is, whatever you boast or whatever you think that is very important. Doesn't matter what it is. If anything is between your relationship between you and your Jesus, and then you're not going to be experiencing any joy. Same as toward other people, relationship with other people. If you have anything, something is going on between you and other person. Could be bias, prejudice, could be hatred, could be some reservation, some judgment, right? It could be anything. It could be maybe good thing you think, but if that whatever it is blocking and distracting your relationship between other person, then sometimes it is hard. It is really, we discover ourselves. We find ourselves, it's, oh my goodness, I have a hard time to forgive that person. If there is nothing between your relationship between your other person, there's nothing you cannot do. You can do anything. That's why Jesus says, love your enemies. Oh my. So, joy comes from your loving relationship with God, with Christ, and with other people. Amen? Let us pray. Precious Father, we thank you for being with us. Thank you for this service. Even though we are not perfect, but yet we are trying to be faithful. We are trying to be doing our best for your glory, for your kingdom, and for other people. Lord, we be with us and guide us and help us to discover more joys in our life. And destroy and remove all the distractions, all the things that is blocking our relationship between you and between other people as well. Thank you, Lord. And guide us and fill our heart with joyful noise and joyful thoughts and deeds. We thank you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.